This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, Chelsea. Yeah. Generally, we don't get too involved in the shit show that is the political world. Oh, I found a story. No. Now, with everything Trump is doing, I felt like it would be impossible to say there's a fringe topic in here because everything's front and center. I think this one swept by, and I think it is important for people to know. So,
okay. I'm scared.
Yeah, this one is scary. So,
Oh yeah. No. I don't need something else to worry about.
This comes from the website Alternet. I've seen it multiple places. This one is importantly not paywalled, so we're going to be reading it. Written by Carl Gibson on February 1st. Article title, Very Dangerous. Trump dumps billions of gallons of water farmers were counting on for summer.
I was just talking about this today.
So, President Donald Trump recently ordered the release of massive amounts of water from two California dams, and now local farmers are scrambling to preserve precious fresh water resources needed for dry summer months. The Los Angeles Times reported Friday that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, acting on Trump's orders, released water from Terminus Dam at Lake Kaweah and Schaefer Dam at Lake Success, which are both in Tulare County in the San Joaquin Valley. Whereas water was originally flowing from the Terminus Dam at 57 cubic feet per second, it's now reportedly flowing at more than 1,500 cubic feet per second. The flow from Lake Success went from 105 to 990 as of Friday morning. In a post to his official X account, which is Twitter account, Trump tweeted, I love that they still say tweeted, quote, a photo of beautiful...
Nobody can get over it.
No. Quote, a photo of beautiful water flow that I just opened in California. Today, 1.6 billion gallons, and in 3 days, it will be 5.2 billion gallons, end quote. He suggests that the water release will help officials in the Golden State fight wildfires in Southern California. Quote, everybody should be happy about this long-fought victory. I only wish they listened to me 6 years ago. There would have been no fire, end quote, he tweeted. In response to an inquiry from the Los Angeles Times, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson Gene Pollack confirmed the release of the water from the dams was done, quote, to ensure California has water available to respond to the wildfires, and that the water release is consistent with the direction of Trump's January 24th executive order announcing emergency measures to provide water resources in California, end quote. However, water manager in Tulare County told Bakersfield, California-based newspaper SJV Water, which covers water issues in the San Joaquin Valley, that there are multiple physical and legal barriers to prevent the valley's water from getting to Southern California. SJV Water reported that the water would have to be pumped at great expense across the valley to the California Aqueduct, where it would still need to travel hundreds of miles to make it to Los Angeles area. Quote, every drop belongs to someone. The reservoir may belong to the federal government, but the water is ours. If someone's playing political games with this water, it's wrong. End quote. Kaweah River Watermaster Victor Hernandez told SJW Water. The two dams are considered important reservoirs of water for farmers in San Joaquin Valley, which is known for its citrus belt that produces more than 4 million tons of citrus fruit, particularly mandarin, navel, and Valencia oranges, along with grapefruits and lemons. In the 2020 to 21 season alone, Tulare County water manager Dan Vink said the release of water from the dams could make irrigation difficult. Quote, a decision to take summer water from local farmers and dump it out of these reservoirs shows a complete lack of understanding of how the system works and sets a very dangerous precedent. This decision was clearly made by someone with no understanding of the systems or the impacts that some come from knee-jerk political actions, end quote, Vink said. Climate scientist Peter Glick, who specializes in water issues, lamented on Blue Sky that water resources farmers have been relying on were effectively thrown away by Trump's administration, all for the sale of a photo op and a bragging media post. Quote, "This water will not be captured, will not be useful for cities or farms or firefighting. It is now lost," end quote, Glick wrote. That appears to be the end of the article. So, there's likely going to be water shortages for California's farmers come summer, and that is where a lot of farms are. Like, a lot of food gets grown in California.
Here was what I came up against today. It says directly in the article that it isn't benefiting the fires.
It almost flooded a lot of places, killing people.
That's the thing about that. I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Or why he would say, they need water, give them water. This won't help them.
Yeah.
And he's just creating further devastation.
I just didn't want this one to get missed because I think it's going to have an impact on everybody come the summer and fall.
It's
going to
have a huge impact, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're just going to be out of certain products in a lot of places because of it.
I mean, for an issue for us, maybe, given the current state of events are going.
Yeah, well, Canada, unfortunately, can't get away. We can't grow citrus fruit in Canada. So, like, we do have to rely on other places. And because of that, that's why places end up with highly specialized crops like that.
Yeah, that can grow it. Even if it was here, it'd probably be very, very unaffordable. But huge impact all around either way. Yeah, that's definitely something. I've been wondering about what's going to be going on in the news that's going to slip under the radar, and this is probably one of them. I'm sure there's going to be more.
Yeah,
nonetheless.
It's really just a deluge of, like, so much going on that every now and then there's something I feel like we can't miss because it'll be fringy, and this is one of them.
Yeah, I agree.
And with that, you guys got 48 hours. Maybe preserve some oranges.
Water.
Maybe make some nice marmalade. I don't know. You got 48 hours. You do something with oranges. I don't bake that much. Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.